1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The latest CBS News poll shows the presidential race is still effectively tied. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
When we look at what's on voters' minds, Donald Trump's guilty verdict ranks far behind issues like the economy, inflation, and the border, all issues on which Trump has an advantage. The verdict has not dramatically reshaped the presidential race.
President Biden is wrapping up his trip to France today. The president's paying his respects at an American military cemetery after marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day as Russia's war with Ukraine rages on nearby.
And the idea that we're able to avoid being engaged in major battles in Europe is just not realistic.
The men's singles final underway now at Roland Garros with Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev. Alcaraz leading now after just one set. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's summer driving season in Wisconsin. Some local leaders look forward to a future of cleaner cars under tighter federal emissions standards. Mike Moan reports.
This spring, the federal EPA announced finalized pollution standards for cars and light trucks, covering model years 2027 through 2032. For example, they require an industry-wide target of reducing light-duty vehicle emissions by 50%. Chippewa County Board of Supervisors member Pamela Goodman says as a nurse, she's well aware of elevated asthma cases in her region. She hopes those can be addressed with fewer cars emitting harmful pollutants.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
In a news conference, Goodman and other local leaders touted the economic benefits of adding more electric vehicles to the road. Those include consumer savings on repairs and maintenance. They hope policymakers ignore opposition from the oil industry and other skeptics. The rules don't require automakers to use one type of technology, but opponents say subsidies give EVs an unfair advantage. Goodman says maintaining these new standards can also reduce healthcare costs while keeping the labor force strong.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Environmental policy experts say the new standards also provide more certainty for the automotive industry as it transitions to electric vehicles. EVs are still projected to reach 40% of total passenger car sales in the U.S. by 2030. More optimistic forecasts say they could top 50%. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers rallied to win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee won 5-4 over the Detroit Tigers on Saturday thanks to the bullpen and timely hitting by Jackson Churio, who drove in two runs at the top of the sixth inning to lift the Brewers to victory. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta only made it to the fourth inning, but the bullpen got the job done.
You know, it tells you, you know, well-rested pen, then you got Koenig, Paredes, Hudson, Piamps, McGill. That's pretty good right there. And we had Hobie in the wings in case anything got wobbly.
Bryce Wilson will pitch the series finale for Milwaukee against the Tigers on Sunday. Host Steve Stricker and Ernie Els lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 9 under par after the second day. Wisconsin native Jerry Kelly, a two-time champion in the event, is tied for fourth place, three shots back of the leaders. The event wraps up today. And the Boston Celtics and Dallas Mavericks are back at it tonight in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics have a 1-0 lead in the series. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will increase across the area today. Gusty northwest winds with highs close to the 70-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and mid-40s. Wind still a bit on the breezy side. On Monday, less wind, sunny skies, and lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Earl Ingram.
Tune into the show on Monday. We'll listen to some of the timeless classics of Motown and discuss the stories impacting everyday Americans like you and me.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing deadly illness. And then in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
How could he fly a plane again after the horrible experience that had sapped his courage and ruined his life? But only he among all the passengers had any chance at all to save them, even though it was one in a thousand.
This is Cross Canada Charter, flight 714, in distress. Come in, anyone.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
He's below 700 now, and he's still going down.
Stryker, you can't come straight in. You've got enough fuel left for 2 hours flying. You've got to stay up there till we get a break in the weather.
Listen, Trelevin, I'm coming in. Do you hear me? I'm coming in right now.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
Mankiewicz with you on TCM in the second film in tonight's lineup of airborne disaster movies as we commemorate the 85th anniversary of the crash of the Hindenburg, a German airship which the Nazis promoted as a symbol of superior Aryan engineering until it exploded as it tried to land in Lakehurst, New Jersey in May of 1937, killing 35 people. Up next, a high-stakes, high-flying thriller released by Paramount in 1957. This is a movie you might well recognize, even if you haven't seen it. Zero Hour. Dan Andrews stars as a former fighter pilot traumatized by his actions during World War II. Fate plays a cruel trick when Andrews must take the controls of a passenger plane to prevent it from crashing after the pilots fall ill. So you've got Andrews as Ted Stryker, a damaged pilot forced to fly again. Then there's Ted's gruff former commanding officer who must now reluctantly help him out from the ground. Additionally, you'll witness an awkward scene in the cockpit between the pilots and a young boy named Joey, plus a toxic fish dinner. Every one of those plot points resurfaced in nearly identical fashion 23 years later in the 1980 comedy Airplane. The connection is entirely intentional. Airplane creators David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams liberally borrowed from Zero Hour's plot, even hijacking some of its dialogue. What's really remarkable is the genius displayed by Abrams and the Zucker brothers. They turned a taut drama into one of the great comedies of its time, and they did it by, at times, changing nothing but the tone. Zero Hour is itself an adaptation taken from a Canadian television drama, Flight into Danger. Both were written by a young Brit named Arthur Haley. Haley had flown for the Royal Air Force during World War II, undoubtedly had a few hair-raising experiences of his own. 11 years after Zero Hour, Haley wrote a massive bestseller reworking the aviation disaster theme, Airport. And 2 years later, it was adapted into a hit film that foretold the barrage of disaster movies in the 1970s. This is from 1957, directed by Hal Bartlett, also with Sterling Hayden, Linda Darnell, and former pro football great Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. Zero Hour.
Scenes music for Airplane.
I'll be around.
Peggy King, the stewardess.
No matter how you treat me now, I'll be around from now. Never last. just now, and then drop a line to say you're feeling fine and when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see.
Music from Airplane, a love theme. Yeah, there was one. Elmer Bernstein.
Tell you something, Steve. Tenth Spryker was a top-notch squadron. Long time ago.
You're taking all the blame for what happened in that raid. It's a pretty courageous thing to do.
Was it? Because of my mistake.
My mistake.
Six men didn't return from that raid.
Seven, Lieutenant Zip died this morning.
What is it? A war record again?
No, not really. You're the only one keeping that alive. For most people, it's ancient history.
You expect me to believe that?
It's the truth.
Frankly, what bothers us is your record since the war. 12 jobs in 10 years, and not one of them shows you can accept any responsibility.
Find the old records, did they?
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said, I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away. With all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. Those old
all the ones about
records, those old
all the ones about
records, the ones
Kitten
we used to play so long ago.
I'm the old wind-up
Victrola.
Barney Google was great.
the tunes.
All the songs
really
about Kate.
And especially
jada,
those
jada,
that
boo,
said
boo,
I love boo, you so.
Yuck-a-hula, hickey,
I used to beg
honey,
you over and over just
and
to set the
sonny,
wedding day.
Meet me on
to
the
get you portable,
songs,
I'd bring my portable
socks
and melt your heart away
with
all those old.
They were wonderful
records. Those old.
Play them over again.
Records, the ones we used to play so long ago. The ones we used to play so long ago.
Guy Lombardo. Here's Jack Grassel. And Jill Jensen of Racine. On their album, Seems Like Dreams.
I'm a smile's time. You'd be too. Can't you tell that I'm in love, darling, deep and true, with, yes, who, darling, someone I'd die for, beg, steal, or lie for, eat humble pie for, someone to fly to the sun, moon, and sky for, someone
Grassel, right here in Racine County and on WRJN, the music of the stars.
You know, Bing, show business is funny. When I was a guest on your program before, I thought it was going to be just another radio guest shot. But I sang, and suddenly it hit me. Singing is my racket.
Humphrey Bogart.
An entire new field for me.
I understand you're not bad out in the field, either. You know, I think it's hardly fair to your public or to your admirers to just stand here and talk about your singing. I think it'd be very nice if you're serious about it, just sing a number for the folks. Sing it right now.
Well, I'd be very happy to.
Bing, how could you?
Well, I'm getting tired. I want to get off my feet for a minute.
What'll I sing, baby? Tulips and Heather, that song Perry Como does so well?
Why don't you sing that corny little sea chanty that you know so well?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for my first selection, I will sing The Bold Fisherman, a bright yet compelling song of the sea. Fisherman set sail from off Billingsgate to catch the bold piggy and the gay mackerel. But when he got off Pimlico, the winds did begin to blow, and the little boat wibble wobble so that overboard went he, singing winky deedle down. That's a highly interesting song that he sung. Twinkie-deedle-dum, twinkie-deedle-dee. Bold fisherman.
Twinkie-deedle-dum, twinkie-deedle-dee.
Was a highly interesting song that he sung.
Bogart. We're looking at some of the other golden throats from Hollywood. Marlon Brando was supposed to be Frank Sinatra, who did this. The music of the stars. Here's Marlon Brando, Luck Be a Lady, from Guys and Dolls.
That's very interesting. And maybe with honest dice, I can make a pass to save his soul. And yours. And yours, and yours. I'm gonna roll these dice. One roll. And on that roll, I'm gonna bet each of you $1,000 against your soul. $1,000 cash against a marker for your soul. If I win, all of you show up at the mission tonight. Have I got a bet?
All right. Let me get this. Hold on, let me get this. If you lose, then you gotta give us each $1,000, huh? But if you win, then we all got to show up at the Mission Dolls Cabaret.
Save a Soul Mission, midnight tonight, one meeting.
If you lose, $1,000 apiece?
$1,000 apiece.
Well, that's okay by me.
Sure, if I got the rules.
What's the delay, Sky? You turning chicken?
You know better than that, horse. You see me roll for twice as much. Only I got a lot more than money riding on this one.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners, you might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Lucky if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Why don't he shoot?
Why don't he shoot?
Never get out of my sight.
Come on, we're stalling.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with.
Come on, you.
Be a lady. Luck be a lady.
What are you scared of?
Luck be a lady tonight.
Guys and Dolls, 1955. Sinatra's old role. Big star at the time, Sky Masterson. Reminds me of Al Martino's scene in The Godfather. Johnny Fontaine. Of the stars, Al Martino.
I have but one heart. This heart I crave you. I have but one heart to share. You are my one.
the hit on that. Music for an almost summer. Sophia Loren. Tony Perkins, Desire Under the Elms. Jukebox is in 1956, Desire Under the Elms, Elmer Bernstein. So was this, Percy Faith.
Raining lonely tears within the valley.
star, Percy Faith from Canada. Once again, Peggy King.
Tonight I know the kiss we share is sweet beyond compare, but will it stand the test of time? The lovely glow that's in your eyes, the music in your sighs, oh, will they stand the test of time? Everything they say, but if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine, and our love will stand the stand the test of time. Time changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring, time changes everything, they say, but if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your
Con, Jimmy Van Heusen, David Terry's orchestra. Here's Dino.
Tonight I know the kiss we share is sweet beyond compare, but will it stand the test of time? The lovely glow that's in your eyes, the music in your sighs, oh, will they stand the test of time? Time changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring, time changes everything, they say. But if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine, and our love will stand the test of time. Changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring, time changes everything, they say. But if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine, and stand the test of time.
with the Dick Stabile Orchestra. The music of the stars till high noon today, Central Time. Thinking of doing a song all the Fab 50s. Not a song, but a show. Let me mark that down in my notebook. Future reference this summer. Perry Como, the Fontaines. Learning the alphabet.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charm. You're a darling and
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes? M-N-O-P.
You could go on all day.
Q-R-S-T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay.
Made my life complete.
V.
Means you're awfully sweet. WXYZ. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean,
uh-huh.
To tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
Youngsters, this is swinging the alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Consonant we start with is B.
B, A, Bay, B, E, B, B, I, Bicky, Bye, B, O, Bo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, B, U, Boo, Bicky, Bye, Bo, Boo. C, A, Say, C, E, C, C, I, Sicky, Sci, C, O, So, Sicky, Sci, So, C, U, Sue, Sicky, Sci, So, Sue. D, A, Day, D, E, D, D, I, Dicky, Die, D, O, Do, Dicky, Die, Do, D, U, Do, Dicky, Die, Do, Do. F, A, Fay, F, E, Fee, F, I, Ficky, Fi, F, O, Fo, Ficky, Fi, Fo, F, U, Foo, Ficky, Fi, Fo, Foo. H A hey, H E he, H I hickey hi, H O ho hickey hi ho, H U who hickey hi ho. K A K, K E K, K I kicky kai, K O ko kicky kai ko, K U ko kicky kai ko ko. N A nay, N E nee, N I nicky ni, N O no nicky ni no, N U nu nicky ni no.
Mo, Larry, Curly.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on
on this farm there was a chick, the prettiest chick I know, with a little curve here and a little curve there. This chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick, she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive them wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had wiggles to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O, the local gentry popped their eyes. Tarnation, what a show, with a gold dang here and a gosh darn there. Heavens to Betsy, I do declare, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came for miles around just to see her do-si-do, with a promenade here and a promenade there. At a square dance, boy, this chick was no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and Pappy hollered, go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gold dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. Got my own private county fair, 'cause old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O, I-O.
All right. Princess Albert Sinatra. And, coming up to news now, got to tell you, the Cicada Choir is queued up next. Have you heard them yet? They're tuning Chicagoland. He's getting more than our share here in Racine. But, well, Cicada, you say Cicada. Maybe I may say Cicada.
And now, little lady, if you'll kindly step up to the parapet, I'll give you a lesson in marksmanship.
You couldn't give me a lesson in long-distance spitting. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 That's Ethel Merman. We got to take news.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Robert Middleton.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.